This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that the country has now become a pioneer of technological transformation instead of being just a consumer of technology. He added that the country's growth in technology is not linear but exponential. The Prime Minister was speaking after inaugurating the Emerging Science and Technology Innovation Conclave 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning. He also launched the 1 lakh crore rupee worth of Research Development and Innovation Scheme Fund to give a major boost to research and development ecosystem in the country.
हमने रिसर्च डेवलपमेंट इनोवेशन स्कीम भी शुरू की है और इसके लिए 1 लाख करोड़ रुपए की राशि तय की गई है. हमारा प्रयास है कि प्राइवेट सेक्टर में भी रिसर्च एंड डेवलपमेंट को बढ़ावा मिले. पहली बार हाई रिस्क और हाई इम्पैक्ट प्रोजेक्ट के लिए कैपिटल भी उपलब्ध कराई जा रही है.
In Bihar, campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections is in full swing before coming to an end tomorrow evening. Star campaigners and senior leaders from both major alliances, the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan, are holding multiple public meetings and rallies across various poll-bound assembly constituencies. In this phase, polling will be held on Thursday in 121 constituencies across 18 districts. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting at Saharsa. Mr. Modi said when NDA government came to power in 2014, it launched a campaign to restore the glory of Nalanda. The government allocated over 2,000 crore rupees to the university in past decade, and today a magnificent campus for Nalanda University has been built. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah held a public rally in Sitamarhi. He said the NDA government has taken several steps in the past decade to end terrorism in the country. RJD leader and Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate Tejaswi Prasad Yadav addressed an election rally in Bhojpur. He claimed that a political change in Bihar is certain. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra held a roadshow in Rosera. President Draupadi Murmu today addressed a special session of the Uttarakhand Legislative Assembly in Dehradun on the occasion of the Silver Jubilee of the state's formation. Extending her congratulations to all residents and legislators of the state, the President commended Uttarakhand's remarkable progress over the past 25 years. Ministry of External Affairs Secretary South Dr. Nina Malhotra chaired a consultation meeting with Arab ambassadors in New Delhi today. MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the meeting discussed efforts to further strengthen cooperation between India and the League of Arab States. In Jaipur, a speeding dumper went out of control and rammed into several cars and motorcycles one after another this afternoon, killing 10 people and injuring around 30 others. The accident was so horrific that several vehicles were completely crushed, creating scenes of chaos and panic on the road. The incident occurred in the Lohamandi area of Harmara when the dumper's brakes reportedly failed, causing it to plough through multiple vehicles. Some of the vehicles were mangled beyond recognition. Police rushed to the spot upon receiving the information and shifted the injured to Kanwadia Hospital, while about 5 critically injured persons were referred to SMS Hospital. Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma has directed officials to ensure proper medical treatment for the injured. 19 people have been killed in a road accident in Telangana when a truck rammed into an RTC bus at the Mirjagudda Khanapur Road near Chevella in Rangareddy district this morning. Chief Minister Revanth Reddy has directed officials to provide medical assistance on a war footing, and special medical teams have been rushed to the site. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have expressed grief at the loss of lives due to the tragic road accident. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, opened lower today, but after a volatile trading session, ended marginally higher. The Sensex added 40 points to close at 83,978, while the Nifty advanced 41 points to settle at 25,763. And that is the end of this news bulletin.